Now, what are some beliefs about Satan? Well, some people believe that he's a myth. They think that he was just conjured up as some type of fairy tale. And so, you know, some people who were trying to scare other people, that they said that, you know, there's this evil character called the devil. And so now, you know where that comes from, right? You know where that comes from, right? Somebody says he's a myth. That comes right from the mouth of Satan. That's because that's what Satan wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that he's a myth.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of the Unholy Trinity. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of the Unholy Trinity.
Right there where God is at. He wanted God's rule in Isaiah 14. You know, verse 13, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Satan wanted to rule over the stars of God, or another word for the stars of God, the angels. He wanted rule. He wanted God's rule. He wanted God's recognition, right? He said, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. The sides of the north was a poetical expression for the power and preeminence. Ancient people believed the north was the highest part of the earth. He wanted God's recognition. He wanted to be recognized instead of God. He wanted God's radiance. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, is what he said. The clouds represent glory, and Lucifer wanted the glory of God. He wanted God's rank. I come on every Wednesday, and what do I say? Saints of the Most High. Well, Lucifer, he wanted that rank. He wanted Pastor Glaze, when he came on Wednesday afternoon and he says Saints of the Most High, he wanted Pastor Glaze to be referring to him and not to the God of the universe, right? The Most High God, El Elyon. Now, sometimes I call y'all Saints of El Elyon, right? Well, it means the same thing. The Most High God, who was the possessor of heaven and earth. And so Satan, Lucifer, he wanted to be like God. And then we see he fell, okay, that he was kicked out of heaven. And Revelation 12 in verse 4 tells us, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. And so when Satan fell out of heaven, he took a third part of the stars with him. And who were the star? They were angels, right? So all these angels, a third of them followed Satan. Now, when you think about God's creation of angels, God created an innumerable amount of angels. You know, I mean, there's just so many that you can't even count them. But to think that when he fell, a third of that group went with him. But, you know, the good thing is that there's two thirds that stayed with God. So, you know, they got the evil ones outnumbered 2-1. All right. So when the dragon, so it refers to the dragon, and it says that the dragon fell from heaven. So again, who is the dragon? The dragon is Satan. All right. The devil. And when he fell, he took a third of the angels with him. What are some of his activities? What's he doing now? First of all, he opposes God's program. When you think about the parable of Matthew 13 of the wheat and the tare, right? So where there's wheat growing, what does he do? The enemy goes in and sows tares among them. And so saints, that's why, man, we can't let the devil come between us. You can't let the devil work in your life and cause you to, you know, have odds with another saint, because that's his program. You know, whenever two saints argue, and whenever two saints, you know, stop speaking to each other and they stop fellowshipping, then you know what's happened? I'm just going to be honest with you. You've let Satan have the victory. You've let the dragon have the victory, because he's trying to oppose everything that, you know, when you're involved, you know, it kills me, man, when you see people involved in ministry and they start bickering and they start, you know, arguing, because what have they done? They've let Satan come in and cause disruption, you know, and that's why I thank God for. And again, I know we have people on here other than Bethany people, but in my, you know, going on 33 years of pastoring at Bethany Baptist Church, you know, we've seen our share of conflict, but I would say for the most part that, you know, people are trying to, you know, be submissive to the word of God. And so generally, you know, people want to work through things because they want to glorify God, right? But there have been those times when people have allowed the devil to get the best of them. And because of one of his activities is opposing God's program. And so they let the devil get in there and tear up ministry, you know, tear up relationships. And so we need to be on the lookout for God. Forgive me for that. We need to be on the lookout for Satan. We need to be on the lookout for God too, right? You know, we need to see God working in our life. He is seeking to devour people. It says that 1 Peter 5:8, he's going around like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. You know, he's ferocious. He's roaring. He's just looking for someone who he can destroy. He's looking for some life that he can get addicted on drugs. He's looking for some life that he can get caught up in immorality. He's looking for some life that he can wreak havoc in. He's seeking to devour people. 2 Corinthians 11, he's seeking to deceive people. And that's why I told you before, he's like, he can be transformed into an angel of light, right? He can make it look so good and tempt us to fall for the things that God is trying to, what does it say in the Lord's Prayer? Lead us not into temptation, right? And deliver me from evil, right? The devil is seeking to bring temptation and evil. And how's he doing it? As an angel of light. And so God says that we should pray. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. He is ruling over the affairs of darkness. You know, again, I talked about the American Indians and all these missing girls on the reservation, you know, some darkness, right? That's darkness. You know, when you look at our world today, you know, there are people in places of authority who are bent on promoting darkness, right? You know, I know that I'm getting ready to get in trouble. I know I'm getting ready to get in trouble, but you know, that one, and I would encourage everybody to go back and look at Alan Parr's video on Beyonce, right? Go back, and he's documented this. And Beyonce, as much as she is loved by people, she is a nefarious individual. And she has a program of darkness. Just again, you know, now the media is not gonna tell you this, right? Why? Because she's powerful. You know, if you think about it, Beyonce is powerful. You know, she's one of the most powerful people in the world. But go back and look at some of the things that she's involved in. It's darkness. He's making accusations against God's people, you know, and we already looked at that. So let me share this with you, and then we're going to continue to look at this whole idea of the dragon. And many of you know that I've written several books, but one of the books that I've written is 50 Ways to Resist the Devil, right? And these are strategies for dealing with satanic attacks in your life. Now, notice some of the articles are, and again, you've heard of the song by Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, right? Well, I use the names of men and women to show how believers can leave or resist the devil. This book is packed with spiritual truth that will enable God's people to be effective in spiritual warfare. It looks at many of the verses in the Bible dealing with Satan and presents valuable strategies for coming up against him. All who read, now I didn't write this, somebody else wrote this. All who read this book will be enlightened to the subtle ways in which the forces of darkness operate and how to successfully come against them. So look at, let me just read some of the things that I have in here. Protect your home, Jerome. Don't get a big head, Fred. Seek God early, Pearly. Put aside your pride, Clyde. Discard the horoscope, Hope. Guard your worship, Chip. Follow the example of Nehemiah, Jeremiah. Here goes one right here. All the young people need to read this one. Disconnect from the screen, Dean. You have to pray daily, Bailey. Don't be lusty, Rusty. Don't be a fool, Jewel. Tell the truth, Ruth. Don't let Satan take your peace, Reese. Discipline your sex, Rex. You must be born again, Ken. Don't be fooled by the light, Dwight. So, you know, it goes, I could go on and on. I got a bunch more, right? But we're talking about this dragon, and you know, we need to know how to deal with the dragon. So, you know, I go through here. Let me just do one more thing before, because there's an index in the back, and you know, we deal with things such as adversity, alcohol, astrology, blasphemy, busyness, discernment, discord, distractions, divisions, drugs, evil, fools, fortune telling, greed, hatred, horoscope. So again, the occult, Ouija boards, palm reading. You know, we deal with rebuking Satan. What does that mean? Satan's devices. And so that's all in here. Strategies to deal with the devil. And I would recommend that you get it. If you don't already have a copy of this book, I recommend that you get a copy of it. You can get it on Amazon. You know, this is one of my few books that's on Amazon. So you can get it on Amazon, and you can get it, you can either get a hard copy or you can get a Kindle version, right? I like Kindles because you can get them right away, and then you got them on your computer. But I really felt that the Lord wanted me to present this to let us know, since we're talking about the dragon or the devil, that that we can deal with him, and we can deal with him effectively, that we don't have to wimp out, or we don't have to shy away from dealing with him. But you know what I did? I went through the scripture, and every verse that deals with the devil in the Bible, I developed a strategy for how to deal with the devil. All right. So the devil, Satan, he has limitations. He's not omnipotent. You know, he's not all powerful. He's accountable to God. He has knowledge, but he's not omniscient. You know, even though he is wise and crafty, he doesn't know everything. Only God knows everything. He's not omnipresent. He was cast out of heaven, and he had access there by the Lord's permission, and he only can be in one place at a time. So he is very limited in what he can do. All right. So the dragon, let's get back to the dragon. Who is who? Who is the dragon? We're dealing with the unholy Trinity, right? The Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The unholy Trinity is the dragon, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Okay. He is called Revelation 12:3. He is called the dragon. Well, let me read that here real quick. Revelation 12 and verse 3. Revelation 12:3. And it says here, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Okay, so the dragon is very powerful. So that's why he's referred to as a dragon. He's red, and that refers to bloodshed, the blood that he will shed. He has 7 heads and 7 crowns. And throughout Revelation, the number 7 symbolizes completeness. And so his 7 heads and 7 crowns could picture the totality of Satan's control over this earth, that he will have, in the eyes of mankind, complete control over this earth at one point. But he only has it because God has given him the permission to do it, right? God is still in control, and Satan can only go as far as God will let him go. He had 10 horns. During the tribulation, Satan will be, his kingdom will be ruled by the Antichrist, and he will be the head of a 10-nation kingdom, which is represented in by the 10 horns. It gives this description of the dragon. It says that he's red, he has 7 heads and 7 crowns. You can see that on the picture right there on the screen. He has 10 horns, right? So he's gonna be over a 10-nation confederacy. All right, so that's the description of the dragon. Now, one of the things that the dragon is gonna do, and he's gonna persecute Israel. In Revelation 12 in verse 4, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was Israel, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And so Satan tried to prevent the birth of Christ during the first advent of Christ. He was busy. He worked through Herod, right, to try to destroy Christ. But that didn't work. So he took another method, and he went behind the scenes. And what did he do? He crucified Christ. But you know, Satan, he got to be the stupidest person in the world, right? Because when he crucified Christ, that just played into God's hand, right? Because now what did God do? God raised him from the dead, right? So I guess Satan, that shows that he's not omniscient. He's not all wise, because maybe he might have, if he would have realized the power of the resurrection. See, he thought that when he killed Christ, that it was over, right? But he didn't realize the power of the resurrection. And so the fact that Christ died and Satan was responsible for putting him to death, you know, when I say he's responsible, he used man, you know, he was a part, he guided mankind to put Christ to death. Remember, Jesus told the Pharisees, who were a group that put Jesus to death, he said, "You are of your father, the devil," right? So they were led by the devil. During the tribulation, now the dragon, he comes back to persecute Israel. He will persecute Israel during the tribulation. That will be one of his jobs, Satan or the dragon. Now notice that this persecution couldn't have been possible because Israel was not a nation until 1948. And again, I've told you on many times that Israel is the only nation that's been completely disbanded and distributed throughout the earth that ever was, that came back again to become a nation again. And that happened in 1948. So that shows you how the book of Revelation is true. It says that Satan is going to persecute Israel, and Israel will be a nation. And so Satan will come and persecute them. Now notice the dragon gives power to the beast. So when we look at the Antichrist, where does the Antichrist get his power? That's right, you got it, saints. The Antichrist gets his power from the dragon. And the dragon is who? The dragon is Satan. Notice it says, and the beast which I saw like a leopard, and his feet were the feet of a bear, and the mouth of a lion. Okay, so that's talking about the Antichrist, right? And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So again, when the Antichrist, and you know, we don't know who the Antichrist is. We don't know when he's, some people say that the Antichrist is already here. We don't know, but when he shows up on the scene, he will be empowered by the dragon, and the dragon is Satan. Notice this, that the dragon or Satan, something that he always wanted, he wanted worship. And in Revelation 13:4, it says, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make more war with him? Satan's ultimate desire will be fulfilled. He will finally receive the worship he sought for in heaven. You know, he wanted Jesus to worship him in Matthew chapter 4. He told Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. One of the things that he didn't realize, Jesus already owned it. So Jesus wasn't bowing down to worship him. So Satan has always, and you know, there are actually people in the world today that worship Satan. There's a lot of people that worship the devil, right? I've seen people wear shirts that say that they worship the devil. Okay, so this is not far-fetched. So we see in Revelation, they worship the dragon, which is the first person of the hellish trinity. We haven't studied it yet, but we're going to look at the Battle of Armageddon, right? And, you know, I've often wondered, how do all the armies get to Armageddon when we have this great war? How do all the armies of the world get to Armageddon? Well, Revelation 16, verses 13 says, look at this. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. For they are spirits of devils working miracles. Look at this. That go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day. So the dragon will be a part of getting the kings of the earth to come to this great battle of Armageddon. And then we see the dragon, and we've looked at the millennium, right? The 1,000-year reign of Christ. And we see the dragon during that time will be bound for 1,000 years. And then at the end of the 1,000 years, he will be loosed. Okay, so in Revelation 20:1-3, it says the dragon, which is the devil, which is Satan, will be bound for 1,000 years. Okay, that he'll be cast into the pit, bound for 1,000 years. And then at the end of the 1,000 years, the dragon will be loosed and come back. And again, remember I said earlier about during the millennial, there'll be no temptation, that people don't have to worry about being tempted during the millennial. Well, you know why that is? Because the dragon, the devil, Satan, will not be there. He will not have influence. He will be bound in the pit, okay? And then at the end of the year, 1,000 years, he'll be loose. And all those people who never had a commitment to Christ, you know, they never accepted Christ and followed him, that when the dragon comes back and is loose, that he will deceive them and they will follow him into eternity without Christ. All right. And then we see the end of the Holy Trinity, right? The dragon, which is Satan, is cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20 in verse 10. And the devil, which deceiveth them, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So the devil or the dragon, right? The Antichrist and the false prophet are already there, right? They've been there for 1,000 years. And then one day the devil is going to rejoin them again, and he will be cast into the lake of fire. And you'll never have to worry about the dragon, the devil, Satan. You never have to worry about him again, because he will spend eternity in this lake of fire. All right. So that's, now again, so we're in the tribulation, and the characters that we're looking at now are the unholy trinity, the dragon, which is Satan, the first beast, which is the Antichrist, and the second beast, which is the false prophet.
And Jesus, tune in next time for the first half of the unholy trinity, the first beast. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, The Unholy Trinity, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Unholy Trinity. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Unholy Trinity from our Bible Prophecy Series. or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series on Bible prophecy is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send a financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Galais and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.